96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment this Thursday brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 12th of December, 25 degrees, a wind chill of 14 out there on a Thursday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Gary Post, Emporia's Lions Club, giving us an update on how things have went this year for the Lions Club and what is coming up, well, specifically this weekend. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm somewhere between fair and fantastic, sir. How's yourself?
Well, so far so good, although I think you're probably in a little bit better stead than I am at this point in time. You've got, as mentioned here, you know, Badges United coming up Saturday morning. So the Lions Club, the way it sounds, is going to be ringing bells Saturday afternoon. When specifically and where specifically?
Well, we are, and I want to get to that in just a minute, but sure. I'd like to take a few minutes to give you a thumbnail sketch of what the Lions have been up to this past year.
Sure, feel free.
We've had some excellent leadership with Tammy Edmondson, and then in July, Mike Pettijean became president, and we have the Cleve Cook Fund. I think I've visited with you guys about that on occasion. Well, this year we funded seven projects for a total of over $35,000. And it's just kind of neat to be associated with a group of people who do things and are busy and stuff.
Yeah.
We screened 558 kids this fall from July to November. And we did a window display down at the History Center for diabetes awareness during November. And usually we've been in the Veterans Day Parade. Well, Mike, he just loves parades. And we were in three parades this year. The Veterans Day Parade, the ESU Homecoming Parade, and there was a lion's tail in the Christmas Parade. So busy little beavers there, those Lions are.
Agreed so.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And it kind of points out, you know, the not only just the work that you're doing, but kind of the need for what you're doing here in the community.
That's true. One of the things that Lions are doing this month is they have Random Acts of Kindness.
Yeah.
And 15 people signed up for that. It's a voluntary thing. And those members are furnished a $100 bill, and then they get to decide where that goes rather than a board making that decision of where Lions Club funds go and that sort of thing, to decide what gets funded. So there's 15 Lions out there looking for places that might need a $100 bill this Christmas season. So that's a pretty neat aspect of what Lions do. And we do Head Start. Kids will all get a book after around the first of the year. We don't do Christmas anymore with them, but we make sure that each one of them has a couple of books that are their very own after the first of the year. So the retired teachers help us with some of these projects and stuff, and we really appreciate the collaboration.
Well, you had a very successful fundraising breakfast this year too, did you not?
Well, you know, I think we did. I believe there were some biscuits and gravy that went out the door, and it was a very good project and allows us to do a lot of these things that we like to do in the community. But the project coming up. I ought to tell you that the Poy Lions Club meets on the first and third Wednesdays at noon at ESU generally. And, you know, we could use a little bit of help trying to figure out how to spend this money coming out of the Cleve Cook Fund and stuff. And, you know, if somebody that likes to spend some money, the Lions have got a place for you.
All right.
All right. Well, I think this will be as good a time as any to start talking about Saturday, what we got cooking and when we got
it. Let's talk about Saturday. We've got, I've got 14 slots. I've got them all filled with Lions or friends of Lions, and they're going to be ready to be ringing the bell. We're doing hour and a half shifts at Blue Stem and hour and 15-minute shifts at the north and south door of Walmart. We're going to start about noon when law enforcement and responders get done, because they're going to come in the morning. And then we'll come in and we'll work until Blue Stem closing and 6 o'clock at the Walmart doors. And the Lions, for the last couple of years, have done the first $1,000 collected will match. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's really, really pretty neat. And, you know, there's an assistant that we have with this, actually a couple of them, and it's a Pooh Bear that's got a Salvation Army sticker on, and he's ringing a bell, and he just might be out there at one of these three locations off and on during the day. And so you might be looking for Pooh Bear or a little buddy of his that might have a Christmas hat on and stuff. And we'll be out there checking and seeing if we can get those kettles filled up this Saturday afternoon.
Well, keep in mind, folks, if you donate to the Salvation Army when the Lions are a-ringing, your donation's going to be matched. So it's a good thing to keep in mind. So appreciate
yep,
all
first the... $1,000.
Yeah, appreciate all that the Lions Club does here locally. Very busy group.
Indeed.
Random acts of kindness going on now, and bell ringing day after tomorrow at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, and at a couple of the doors at Walmart Saturday afternoon. Gary, we appreciate it.
Well, you know, in my 80th year now, I just have an overwhelming urge to spread some wisdom around, and I wanted to ask you, Ron, if you knew, did you know that efficiency is nothing more than a highly developed form of laziness?
I like the way you're thinking, Gary.
Man, oh man.
Hey, we serve.
Yes, you do. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Take care, bud.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Gary Post, Emporia Lions Club. They'll be ringing the bells out there at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch and Walmart this Saturday.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, most of which next week are open, let us know. The number is...